I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. As the federal government prepares to remove Endangered Species Act protections for grizzly bears in the area around Glacier National Park, bear management experts say public acceptance of grizzlies will be crucial to their long-term survival. Chris Zervine saw what a difference that can make in his 35-year career as the Grizzly Bear Recovery Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
When I started as Recovery Coordinator in 1981, there was not a lot of public support for grizzly bears. There was a lot of skepticism about why do we want these animals around, and particularly why do we want your damn feds around.
Zervine retired last year. In a talk at the University of Montana Tuesday, he said grizzly populations in the U.S. have rebounded since the 80s and that public support is one of four key pillars to the species recovery. The others are having good biological data, an organization capable of managing recovery efforts, and the last is political support for recovery. Cicely Costello, a research biologist from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, addressed the challenge of connecting the island population of grizzlies in the Yellowstone ecosystem with those around Glacier National Park. She said recovery has been successful around Glacier in part because 83% of the recovery area is federally owned land. But the territory between the parks, Costello said, is about 50% private land.
Future management of bears has everything to do with public acceptance. And everything we can do to increase public acceptance is the way to conserve grizzly bears.
Costello and Zervine were panelists at a forum on grizzlies put on by a group called the Flathead Lolo Bitterroot Citizen Task Force. They're concerned about the expected removal of Endangered Species Act protections for Northern Continental Divide grizzlies around the end of this year. The group hosted panelists with contrasting views on whether the population is ready for that. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.